care of that. And again, Mr. Miller, thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
That's absolutely, really.
I wasn't sure what you were asking.
Well, yeah, but well.
Right,
I mean,
but I got.
I went topo. I kind of shortened it up. I think
there's multiple variances, and for some variances, there may be different reasons for them, so.
Oh, I agree.
Huh?
I agree, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you clarified it more, so I appreciate that, okay? Thank you again. Next case is case number 11,631. And this is with a gentleman wanting to reduce the front yard setback. And let me find that.
Chairman, the next two cases I'll refrain from participating as I was absent for those hearings.
No. I wasn't here either, but I listened to the tape.
Okay. So if you've listened to the tape and reviewed the record, Mr. Workman, you are allowed to participate in the vote.
Yes.
Okay. You have a question?
Nope.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Okay. Let me see if I can find that knot, Madam Secretary. I'll have to get you to. I thought I had that one. Why didn't I have the other ones?
Would you really mind, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please. I don't want to dip with that one. I saved one on the sign because I've had that and that back and forth. Look at that note, the two-page notes I'm going to show you guys. I mean, jeez. That was over the weekend, too. Thank you. Okay, he is asking for 14.4 inches of the property, requesting a variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback. And this is needed for the dwelling on the front setback.
Which is the easement.
I'm sorry?
Which is the easement.
Yeah, which was that?
Lane.
Yeah. Which was that? Easement on the lane. It's that egress, yeah, 50-foot wide egress on there with. And I think it was, what, two properties already on there, three, wasn't it? And you just to get to the back of that one.
I believe there was one in front of this property, mm-hmm. and one behind it,
yep.
and then to the...
that was the egress of it.
Yeah, I guess it would be
the one on the other side of Beecham Lane had
south.
A dwelling
mm-hmm.
that... faced differently than this house yeah. did.
It faced Beecham Lane instead of Beaver Dam Road.
Right. Right.
It was facing toward the side, right? Sure. The way I understood it.
The home, the Brittingham's home faced Beaver Dam Road,
yes.
and it appears, if you were to look at it, that Beecham Lane was to the side.
To the side.
The home that was across the street, the neighbor testified that her home faced Beecham Lane and would appear that Beaver Dam, although there's properties in between, would have been kind of perpendicular.
Yeah, and when I listened to the tape, the other homes were facing the same way as his was. Hers the only one facing the opposite way.
On the opposite side.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt that they should be that way. She was on the opposite side of the road. You're correct. Right? Okay. And is there any... further discussion on that one, then, gentlemen.
If my notes serve me right, I had three marked in favor, one letter of support, and one opposed. And the one opposed, unfortunately, was
the lady across the
yeah,
street
yeah.
there on that one.
Hers was the only house that sets in a different direction than the others in the area.
And she felt they should be because hers was.
Yeah.
Yep. You're absolutely correct there, Rob. For sure, that's it. I have no problem. Right?
I have no problem with it. The other houses are facing the same way. I mean, she was just against the house, but I understood how it was facing. And really,
that's basically what I drew out
yeah.
of my conclusion, but I want to get your opinion,
yeah.
and you were saying one
more time. I don't have any problem with it.
Okay, that being
and
the
it
case.
Was, it's an existing dwelling that, if I wrote this down right, was constructed in 2012, I think, and I believe it was also CO'd.
And a CO was issued for this house, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no further discussion, Mr. Chairman,
okay,
I would make a motion we approve case number 11,631.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,631. Again, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated, so by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,631 is approved. Okay.